We've got to find out about what's happening with the creative market this weekend. I've got Debs in the studio, actually, for the first time in a long time. I usually talk to you on the phone.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something different.
Do you know how many monitors you've got here? My goodness me. It's incredible.
A few. There's six in the room. There's another one down there which you probably can't see.
Anyway, but I heard your interview before because I was sat down on the couch there, and everything gets full by almost 7:30, 7:45. It's a full house by then. So
at the Live and Local. So if you want a front seat, you've got to actually get there.
Yeah, for seven, really.
Really early. Yeah, okay. All right. Now, so the creative market is not at the old school this weekend, is it?
No, but it is going to be just across the road from us right now at the club.
Okay, in the Rag Club, in the car park?
In the car park for the gazebos and the filler gaps that are outside. So that's over 30. I think that's close to about nearly 40. And then another 10, 11, 12 inside. So the dance floor area.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is usually the big end of year market. I guess maybe a few stallholders have gone, what the heck? Wrong venue?
In fact, none of them have, Aaron, right. And they're all going, yeah, can we have this in the summer, please?
Oh, it's something different.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, it will be really interesting, actually, to see if there's more foot traffic. I don't think there'll be heaps more car spaces. Then we have it on Stewart Street. But I think we might get more foot traffic, but we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be different. So, and have you worked out where everyone's going to be now? I saw you over there the other day, actually. I was pretending I didn't know where it was going to be to create some tension for the audience, but I did see you planning, walking around the car park.
Yeah, well, I have about four plans up my sleeve, depending on the weather, if there are cancellations.
I think the weather will be all right.
Yeah, that's good. Right. Yeah. So, it's always hard to know exactly, precisely. You know, I try and let it be as organic as possible, but that's not really quite true because I'm a bit of a control freak when it comes to arrival times.
Yeah. So the market normally starts at 10, but the stallholders are quite early, aren't they?
But the stalls inside won't be able to go in until 9 o'clock, so they might need our help. But the outside stalls will start arriving at 8 o'clock and setting up.
Okay, and so just tell us some of the stallholders.
Yeah. So what have we got? I'm going to have to look at my list now. We've got how many new? We've got seven new stalls.
Okay.
A couple of them are kids with baking, and you know, but then there are some. We've got like the Workshop Brewery.
I think one of those kids was it Torrin Eady last time? Yeah. He was actually making a fair bit of money.
I know.
Yeah, he was doing all right. I think people liked his food. Is he back?
Yeah, he's back, yeah. And okay. So is Sarah, actually. She's got a stall outside.
His mum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's another author, too, who's written a book about horses. So I don't know if that's a kid's book or anything like that.
No, that'll be Sue Court.
That's not Sue Court.
It's not about... Oh, no. It's not
Have
Sue Court.
Have you read her book? It's fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, I interviewed Sue about her book. But really so this good. Is not... Okay, as soon as you said that, I thought it must be Sue,
that's
but it's not.
A woman called Jane, I think. It's a bit hard to read the notes when I've got a microphone in front of my face.
Yeah, so there will be a bookstall as per usual, which is good for Christmas shopping.
It's excellent, yeah. Excellent. And we've got we've got Forage coming, actually. They haven't been for a while. You know, Raglan Forage, you know, the relishes.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, it's Bee's son, actually, who's coming. We've got, in terms of hot food, we've got Ferran, who will actually be in the front with his paella.
Yeah.
But he doesn't set up until about 10:30, 10:45, because he wants his food really super fresh and everything like that. So if you're thinking that you're going to eat paella at 10 o'clock, then you'll have to wait.
Check out the other stalls.
Yeah, and we've got Ocean Inlay. We've got the usual...
it's jewellery.
Jewellery, yeah. We've got a few more jewellers. Metal Moon, Jan.
I don't recall. I'll have to go and check that out.
Copper, beautiful. She was in the gallery last time you were there, yeah. We got some combination, what I call combination stalls. So ones that have a number of different things, like they might have health and jewellery. Like, for example, we've got Kevin with his crystals. It's a bit hard to know if that's jewellery or if that's health, because some people say crystals are health, you know.
But people know what crystals are, so that's cool. Yeah.
And we've got Emily baking, like she did last time, you know, some pastries and some sourdough. I think she'll be next to Rick and Liz.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be hard to know exactly where things will be, but it'll all be right on the day. Yeah, and we've got a local person who needs to make $3,000 over the summer so that her dog can have some surgery. So she's just set up the Barking Bakery. So it's some dog food treats. So she'll have a little stall there. That will be fun to see. And we've got Michael, Isabella's from the Kendi.
Yes. You know, yeah, partner. I know Michael. I used to work with him years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, over 20 years ago, wow. 25 years ago, yeah.
A great handyman, by the way. So he's going to bring along some of his outdoor furniture. He's up sort of purposed, repurposed from pallets and that.
Yep.
So he'll be there. That's the first time. That's... That will be good to see. And we've also got, talking about carpentry, we've got the Ian who does the beautiful bread boards and stuff like that. They're very reasonably priced. I just love it. It's one of my favourite stalls. And then the other craftsman is a new Marty. He came to the market for the first time last month. And he's Ruapuki Rustics or Ruapuki something, sorry.
Okay.
But that's beautiful, beautiful repurposed furniture too.
Okay, yeah. So quite a bit of repurposed furniture or repurposed material furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds... Yeah, I want to definitely check those out.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And, I mean, even if you didn't see an item that you want, you can always, you know, because they're local, you know, get another time or whatever. And we've got a Kitty Falls, you know, the... I think you interviewed Shan...
I did. Siani.
Yes. And
good for Christmas gifts. Her stuff will be for sure.
Yeah. And we've got Pump House Blooms, which is Rowena's dried flowers. They're always popular. There's quite a lot of dried flowers in Raglan, aren't there?
I guess. Well, selling? You don't know what's. You know, so many times people start a business in town, and I think this town's too small for that, and then it flourishes. And so it seems to be you can just do what you like, and it just works, which doesn't make any sense to me. But something about Raglan, we like new stuff.
Yeah. It's a love. The creative market is a fantastic place to experiment on.
Yeah, it can be a little nursery. In fact, that's what Siani said. She was using that as a kind of a. She didn't use the word nursery, but a nursery for the business to see what people liked and what they reacted to. And,
an incubator, I think
that's a better word.
And she's a bit of a disruptor too, which is quite good. She's, you know, it's lovely having her on board as well, of course. I'm not too sure if Itai's coming. He's got another gig on the Saturday night, so he's meant to let me know the falafel.
Oh, okay.
Folks.
But there will be food anyway.
Yeah, there'll be food, and we've got Sandine, the Nepalese dumplings.
Yeah.
Guy coming as well, and some of the other cold, you know, spreads and honey. We've got Nick doing his honey, which is so yummy. We've got Pauline and Amy, the French people, Babu, the baby clothes woman regular, and Pauline, she's combines her art and honey. She's a little bit of a beekeeper on the side.
Okay.
A really interesting woman.
All right.
And then some coffee beans. A kid's stall, baking and coffee beans. How's that?
Kids are making coffee beans?
Well, I don't know about that, but they're going to be selling it probably from their parents that perhaps might be roasting it.
I must admit, when my kids used to have stalls, which is a long time ago, they found that throwing a chocolate cake in there to sell was very beneficial on top of the other things they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about young people, we had Ace last week. or last market, should I say, making and selling spring rolls that were yummy and yummy. Did you get to taste that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's not like you, Aaron.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to my taste buds.
Yeah, but anyway, I've just heard from his grandma that he's been unwell all week, so he's not going to be able to make it. So we
won't shame.
Have any last spring rolls. Yeah.
So we've eaten, I just realised we're kind of running out of time for the show. It doesn't matter that much. We can go over a few minutes. But the main thing, it's good to see you in the studio. Creative Markets in the Raglan Club car park.
And inside.
It'll be visible from the street as soon as you get there.
Yeah.
And all the usual stalls plus some new ones.
Yep.
Any music happening?
No music so far.
Okay, but if anyone wants to turn up and busk, you usually say yes to that.
Yeah, I never say no to buskers.
Okay, cool. All right.
Be fun and interesting.
Anything else we didn't mention that you think must be mentioned?
This not about the market, but about the Christmas spirit of Christmas. It's at the old dairy factory.
58 Waller Street.
Yeah, some folks have been saying, where's that? Not the dairy factory. They know the dairy
or the
factory.
Joinery.
They don't know the joinery, or they don't know the monster shop.
Yeah, so it was a dairy factory, it was a joinery place, and it's the monster shop, artistic wear is there. So yeah, so just to recap what's happening with the old school, the Creative Market's not at the old school, it's at the Raglan Club. Live and Local is at the old school. Monty Bevins is at the old school, so that's Friday and Saturday night. Spirit of Christmas exhibition is down Waller Street. And the ukulele group are meeting at the club next week as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what else has been shifted, but...
I think that's it. We've got no more movies, I'm pretty sure, because it's so close to Christmas. And we'll all be back by January, beginning of 2024. The car park should get signed off by the 22nd of December. And it's all running according to the plan, the project plan. So it's looking good. We won't know where we are.
Well, it should be nice to have a smooth car park instead of with no springs popping up.
Yeah.
All right, Debs, thanks heaps for coming in the studio.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
All right, folks, that's the end of the show for the day. We had like 3-4 interviews in there. It was all good. I'll be back again tomorrow.